Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Ah, a week's worth of knuckleheadedness culminates in the crowning of our 930 Knucklehead of the Week. Remember back in the day when Robin and Maynard were on the air, Dan? And they'd say, who dares scale the wall of ignorance? I liken it to that. It's like that. And one of the ones that ended up as our runner-up, the guy that made the citizen's arrest, the guy that chased down a U-Haul truck and a car, he carjacks a Mercedes and chases down a U-Haul truck, firing bullets at the U-Haul truck because he was convinced they'd stolen his motorcycle. And he was up to make a citizen's arrest. Well, he was the one that got arrested.
Well, if you got to carjack a car, it might as well be a Mercedes. Right?
Go for the Mercedes.
Hey, go for
yeah.
the Benz. You know, come on.
Probably better than the bike. I don't know. Might be nice. More comfortable. We'll also give a runner-up spot to the teachers that ran 99 kids up an Alpine mountain in Austria before they realized, you know what? This is a big boy hike, and these kids aren't up for that, and the weather's turning.
Johnny, quit your bitching. Keep hiking.
I'll send you down the mountain, Johnny. They had to call two helicopters and send out 50-person rescue party to get 99 kids off the side of the mountain. They all got down safely, and they do so without the 930 Knucklehead crown, because that's going to the tattoo shoes.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
That's right. This guy got so tired of just paying for shoes. And you know how they wear out now, you know. Too quick. And especially, you know, like, what if, like, you're one of those guys that's into real sneakers and stuff, and you only wear the sneakers like 5 or 7 times or something, you know, before they start creasing and changing colors and, you know, then you got to put them away so they stay fresh. This guy doesn't have to worry about that. He's got his shoes tattooed on his feet. He didn't want to have to keep buying new shoes, so he went to his favorite tattoo artist and said, look, I got these Nike trainer shoes I wear all the time. The ones with the little toes exposed like a glove with the fingers cut off. Just tattoo those on my feet so I don't ever have to buy shoes again. The tattoo itself, I'll give props to the tattoo artist. It looks pretty good. But your votes determine. Tattoo Shoe Guy is our 930 Knucklehead of the Week, thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery, where they've got the Knucklehead Red pouring all weekend. You can get it in the pints. You can get it in a growler. You can take it home. And live music, too. Check out AnacortesRockfish.com for the live music schedule.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew. Perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.